Christmas being a time of goodwill to all men, it's also a time when charities are busy appealing for donations. But some of our big charities already have fortunes sitting in the bank. So do they really need to persist holding out the begging bowl? For instance, it's been revealed that the Royal National Lifeboat Institution has reserves running into £500 million. And even though the RNLI is planning to buy 4 new lifeboats and employ some Baywatch-style beach lifeguards, after paying for all that, it'll still be left with a bank account to rival Bill Gates's. Well, Andrew Freemantle is the charity's chief executive, and he's adamant that the idea the RNLI could cease fundraising is nonsense.
We provide a national emergency service which is available 365 days a year in any weather without any government money. And we need a significant amount of money to keep that service on the road. And to put the record straight, I don't think the 20 months reserves that the RNLI have got are at all unreasonable given the task we have to perform. I would like the public to appreciate that we do need reserves and we are making good use of them, particularly at the moment, with regard to the development of the service into new areas like beach and inland and hovercraft and on the Thames.
Well, rich as the RNLI is, it's not even amongst the top 10 charities when it comes to large reserves. According to the Dresdner Guide to the top 3,000 charities, the Church Commissioners has funds of £4,000 million, and the fifth highest earner, the National Trust, has a nice little nest egg of more than £700 million. So why do these charities allow such large amounts to build up? And isn't it time they moved over a bit and let some of the smaller, poorer good causes get a look in? John Scorse is from the Institute of Charity Fundraising Managers, and Heather Lamont is editor of Charity Finance Magazine. Heather, reserves of £500 million that the RNLI has will seem excessive to many people, but some charities have them running into thousands of millions of pounds. Is this just bad management, excessive hoarding, or what?
Well, I think the first thing to remember, John, is we're not talking about lots of charities sloshing about on a big sea of income that they don't know what to do with or just can't be bothered to spend. In fact, for many, many charities, it's quite the opposite problem. Despite being very well run and working very hard, they're struggling to build up a stable funding base from which they can plan effectively and manage effectively. Where there are a few big charities who may, over many decades, have built up large reserves, sometimes it's because, literally, they can't spend it. If you set yourself up as a charity, you have to be quite specific about what your objectives, what your purposes are going to be. If you run out of the ability to do those things, perhaps because your objectives are quite limited, then it's quite possible that the money coming in will be more than you can physically spend on your purposes.